Wow. Good morning. Well, she's gathered us together again, hasn't she? This is what she was all about. We're here today to remember and honor our dearly loved Lorna, mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, friend. It's hard to imagine how anyone could know Lorna very well and not love her. Before I make a few personal remarks, I want to share some messages that I've been asked to read. First, from her daughter, Linka. Please, everyone, know that even though I am not there in body, I am with you in spirit. Circumstances make it impossible on such short notice to attend Mom's memorial. I'm sure there are many, many of you in attendance, which would make her happy. I think the last time I was in the Sheridan Congregational Church was for Grandma Olson's memorial service. I am Linka, also known as Linda by most of us, Lorna's daughter, a woman who shared her life with an extraordinary lady who taught me in her own way. It's not the destination, but the journey that matters. Mom gave me roots, and if she knew it or not, but I think she did, wings to fly away. A mother's unconditional love is the most wonderful, power-giving gift one can ever receive. Thank you, Mom. I will strive to live the rest of my life to be as much of an inspiration as you have been to me and others who knew you. Early memories are many, but a few do stand out more than others. When I was very young, your little black pillbox hat with the faux pearls on the side. This you always wore along with your nylons, heels, and white gloves when you went shopping in downtown Lansing. I thought you were the most beautiful woman alive. Your den mother responsibilities when Dave was in Scouts. Of course, I thought I was a Boy Scout too, attending all the meetings, arts and crafts, and pledge of allegiance to the flag. Your years as my troop leader for Girl Scouts, camping and earning our badges, bow hunting in the fall, camping with a reason. No deer lost their lives, but we had so much fun in the woods and around the campfire at night. When I had my horse Connie before I had a saddle, somehow you ended up riding behind me bareback, and we started to laugh. You literally bounced off the back of the horse, landing in the dirt, and I couldn't get you back up because we were both laughing so hard. When we started to laugh, all was lost. I'm fortunate to share this laughing affliction with my daughters and granddaughters. Again, thank you, Mom. We had quite a few travel adventures, too. When I lived in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, we went sailing, beachcombing, and horseback riding up the Cuyahy River. And I always add at this point, on beautiful horses. We made a whirlwind trip from Florida one summer to the Mount Hood Jazz Festival in Vancouver, Washington. Then ended up on Vancouver Island, Canada. There we spent time on Mount Washington in a friend's log cabin and later toured the island in an old VW van going up the coast to Telegraph Cove, whale watching. In between touring and whale watching, we did our share of crabbing in Belfair with my friends from Mexico. We caught and ate so many crabs that we stopped using the cottage kitchen, instead opting for the propane boiler outside. cooking, eating, and tossing the scraps to the seagulls. A much more efficient way to overindulge. You were first in line to row the boat, but a bit apprehensive about taking the crabs out of the traps. We did make it to Switzerland to visit family for Christmas one year. The little grandkids were down with the flu, so grandson-in-law Daniel took Mom on a week-long tour of the country. Car, trains, buses. Each night, they would call and let us know where they landed for the night. Mom was always laughing so hard she couldn't talk. There's video. And yes, they had a grand time. In her final years, Mom found comfort in the arms of family after moving to Big Rapids, and she loved her beautiful apartment and her cats, Mona and Bella. Extra special thanks go to Missy, who was more than earned her angel wings. Missy, Mom absolutely loved you and Sherry, your companionship, skip bow partnership, and yes, even your dogs. Thank you for bringing little Bella Cat into her life. You know, what's an old lady without a cat? Whoever knew Mom was a cat whisperer. Just a year ago, Mom traveled here for her fourth visit to Bellingham, Washington, all by herself. She was here for Thanksgiving, the making of Lipkuchen cookies, and the early part of December when we went out and cut down a Christmas tree. Granddaughter Sabrina was here from Switzerland for her junior year of high school. Three generations cooking, doing jigsaw puzzles, laughing, decorating the tree, just loving being together. There's nothing I have now that I wouldn't trade to have Mom here again. To hear her voice and laughter just one more time. The joy of life isn't who we are, but with the people we share it. Above all, with those we love. I love you all. Linka. And I also have a message from Lorna's granddaughter, Sarah, to share. I am sad that I'm not able to be there today to celebrate the life of my grandma Lorna. However, as grandma and I always said to each other when ending our long-distance phone conversations, maybe we are not together in person, but in spirit, we will always be together. The same goes for today. Spending my childhood summers in Traverse City with grandma and escaping the chilly winters of Switzerland to spend time with her in Florida. She has been an important role model for me my whole life. She has taught me a number of things. To be blessed with every day, as life is a gift. That it's important to have an opinion, but it's also important to be kind. That there is good in each and every one of us. That a pinch of salt on a grapefruit can bring out the best of it, whereas a pinch of sugar in tuna salad will make it award-winning. The importance of family. How important it is to look your best every day, even if you have no plans. You never know who might stop by. How to be tidy and organized, and to properly make a wrinkle-free bed. The three R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The spirit of tradition. I will continue with the tradition of baking the Lipkuchen cookie family recipe every Christmas with my daughters, and I'm sure they will also continue with their children in the future, stirring the dough until the wooden spoon nearly breaks. And last but not least, the power of faith. She has surprised me more than a number of times with her healings through faith and belief. Thank you, Grandma, for teaching me all of the above. Even though we are not together in person, we will always be together in spirit. You have a permanent place in my heart. I love you. I would also like to thank everyone who has been there for Grandma, especially my cousin Missy, Grandma couldn't say enough good about you. Thank you for taking such good care of her. I'd like to close with a few personal thoughts. Aunt Lorna was glue in our family. Like her mother before her, she loved to gather the clan together. When she traveled to visit relatives, family members were drawn from all around to see her. She valued friends and relatives personally, and we knew it. Lorna gladly picked up the mantle of gathering our family at the annual reunions her mother had valued so much. We have quite a mix of personalities, abilities, beliefs. We have our trials, and we can be trying. But Lorna appreciated our individuality and our collective bond. Lorna knew the hardships of life, but she chose not to dwell on things that bring us down. Instead, like the Apostle Paul, she may say whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. She understood that we are lifted up by looking for the good in us and around us. It is comforting to know that on the evening before she passed, Lorna enjoyed a long phone call with a like-minded spirit. For those of us who remain, it's hard to say goodbye, especially to someone who touched us, as Lorna has. We feel sorrow in our loss, but Lorna has gained the fruit of her faith. She will be waiting to gather us together again. Hopefully, we will accept the invitation. Our lives have been made richer because Lorna was a part of them. We can carry her on in our own lives. Live life more fully. Seek purpose in the Spirit. And be mindful of the people we are walking with on this journey. I think Fauna would be pleased.
Well, I'm kind of sorry to tell you, but the best part of the memorial service is over. It's all downhill from here. I like to think of my sister as my dad called her, Tilly. Tilly the Toiler. And he picked that up, I think, back in the mid-20s. And Ed can correct me probably, but there was a cartoon in the paper, and there was a cartoon called Tilly the Toiler. And obviously, Tilly was always working, always doing something, always busy, and that was Lorna. And so Dad put that tag on her, and I like it so well, I've been using it, because it did fit her really well. She had a lot of class, as Ron has said. She always dressed right exactly as how you should dress for that occasion. And she worked hard. She had several businesses, including a little drive-in at the south end of our town, one in Stanton. Quite a big business in Traverse City. Bed and Bath, was that it? And then in Florida, when she lived down there, she couldn't stand to sit around. So she created a kind of a care program for elderly people, and she was busy doing that all the time. And so she set a high bar for us, her siblings, brothers and sisters. And I've tried to measure up to that, but I don't come very close. And so I want to end my comments with this little episode in her life. And Ed, you can take that thing out of your ear if you want. way back when, probably this would have been about the mid-30s, my dad, we lived on a farm, and my dad bought an electric fence. Some of you may not know what that is, but anyway, it was hooked up to electricity, and that ran through a wire all the way around the field, if you wanted to go around the field or wherever. And, of course, Ed had to show me some of the things to do with that. And so he had a corn cob with the kernel still in it. And he at that time was taking a radio apart. There was a lot of fine copper wire in it. Well, he wound some of that fine copper wire around that ear corn and hung it on that electric fence. Well, my gosh, we had some pigs, and they saw that. Well, they rushed over, and they jumped right back because they got quite a jolt. Well, that's some background to what I want to tell you. Back in those days, we didn't have inside bathrooms. It was an outside toilet. And probably many of you don't know what that's like, but in the wintertime, it's no fun. And Ed came up with the idea that there could be something about that would be interesting. So, and I just tagged along. I had nothing to do with this. You want to take that out of his ear, Lois? Anyway, wouldn't you know, he thought it'd be fun to put a little screen under one of those holes and hook that up to the barbed wire fence that went right by the outside toilet. And so we snuck around, and I was following. I got that all hooked up and set, and then we waited. And wouldn't you know, Lorna was the first one to come out. And when she tinkled, I thought she was going up through the top of that toilet. And she came out and she was ready to kill somebody. But then when she thought about it, she laughed and she laughed and she laughed. And we've laughed about that incident thousands of times since. And so those are some memories of my sister. I look at you, Tilly, and I want you to take care of yourself. And till we meet again, I love you. Thank you.